Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. Today's article says, keep Satan in check. And the scripture reading for today's article has been taken from Mark 16 verse 17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Praise the Lord. One important truth every Christian must understand is that Satan and all his demons have been thoroughly and completely dethroned and defeated by Jesus. He is no longer a factor. Praise the Lord. So no Christian should be afraid of Satan. He's not a factor, says Pastor Chris. Think about the fact that the very first thing Jesus said we could do in his name is casting out devils. It shows just how much Satan has been paralyzed. Glory to God. Even if you just gave your life to Christ moments ago, you have authority over Satan and can cast out demons. Hallelujah. That's because being born again, you have the life of God and the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. You have the authority of Jesus. Therefore, keep Satan in check. Rather, keeping Satan in check isn't a question of how long you've been a Christian or how spiritual you think you are. It's about Jesus and the authority he's given you to walk and live in his name. Praise the Lord. This is so powerful. Pastor is making us understand that even if you just gave your life to Christ moments ago, you have entered into that place called Christ, God's marvelous light, where you are now in authority to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It happens moment you gave your life to Christ. It's not a right you get to use in the sweet by and by. It is now that you get to use the power in the name of Jesus Christ to cast away devil, to cast away demons. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, Satan has no right to run things in your life, in your home, city, or nation, or in the lives of your loved ones. Cast him out, says Pastor Chris. Exercise your authority in Christ over him. Cast him out any day, any time, and anywhere by using the name of Jesus. When you address Satan in the name of Jesus, he responds as though he's hearing directly from Jesus. Praise the Lord. So when you cast out devil, he responds because you're now in the place of Jesus Christ here on earth. So it's as though Jesus is the one telling him out. Glory to God. Remember, where his hands, his feet, his eyes, his mouthpiece, whatever we speak with the consciousness of him, it's as though we are speaking, hallelujah, like him. Glory to God. And the Bible says that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bows. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what knee. It doesn't matter what name. It doesn't matter what authority. They succumb and they are subject to the name of Jesus Christ. It's not about how you feel. It's not about whether you feel righteous, more righteous today or more holy today, or that you feel condemned. You are in Christ and you have the right to use the name Jesus over Satan and his cohorts. Glory to God. You might ask, what if the demon doesn't go when I tried to cast him out, says Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Pastor Chris then says, that's not an option if you're doing it in the name of Jesus. Wow. When you have the consciousness of what that name represents. So key things are being pointed out here by Pastor Chris. The first option is that you are conscious of what the name Jesus represents. And the second thing to note is that you are doing it in the name of Jesus. So you are using the name of Jesus and you are conscious of what it means when you mention the name Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, understand this. We walk in his name. And walking in his name is recognizing the power and authority of his name, living with the consciousness of what his name represents. Glory to God. Walking in his name is recognizing what that name represents, the authority and the power of his name. Hallelujah. Living with the consciousness of what his name represents. Glory to God. So you must understand that the name of Jesus is the power above every other power, is the name above every other name. And that when you mention it, everything, every creature, every situation is subject to it and will respond to it. Your responsibility is to have that mindset. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, from verse 9 to 10 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. You couldn't know this and be negotiating with demons, says Pastor Chris. You cast them out. Hallelujah. That scripture says that when you mention the name of Jesus, everything, every knee bows, whether they are in heaven, whether they are here on earth, and whether they are beneath the earth, they will respond to the name of Jesus. And Pastor Chris says, no devil can stand the name of Jesus. They know what that name represents because they are aware that in hell, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers and made a public spectacle of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the demons are fully aware that they are the defeated foe. They know that Satan, their master, was made a mockery of by the Lord Jesus when he conquered hell and grave. Glory to God. And took the keys of hell and death from the devil. So they know that he is, that demons are under our feet. So when we use the name of Jesus, they tremble. They resist us. They run. Glory to God. They have no choice but to flee. Hallelujah. When we resist them in the name of Jesus, they have no choice but to run away from us. Glory to God. Remember the story in the Bible about the legions, the man with legions of spirit in him. When they saw Jesus, they were begging. They said, please don't waste us. Cast us out into those animals, into the pigs. Let us go and die there. So they knew the authority that Jesus carried. They were scared. Hallelujah. That's how demons respond to us. When we walk in the authority and in the consciousness of who we are, they tremble in fear. They run away. Glory to God. Let that be your mindset today, that you have every right to use the name of Jesus in its fullness. That you have every right to walk in the authority that that name represents. And that when you mention that name, situations around you will have no choice but to respond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us take the confession together. I was born a victor, and I live triumphantly over Satan and circumstances. I live a superior life, far above the world's corrupting influences, by the power of the greater one who lives in me. I walk in the light of my righteousness in him, manifesting his dominion and unveiling his wisdom thus in my spirit continually. Amen. Hallelujah. If you wanted to understand more about the name of Jesus and the authority in that name, you do well to take the further study. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Luke chapter 10, from verse 18 to 19. And the book of Acts chapter 16, from verse 16 to 18. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you've been inspired today. You are now fully aware and conscious that you can keep Satan and his cohort in check by declaring the name of Jesus. You can cast them out and they will respond in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening. And to the one who is yet to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, until you do so, you will not walk in the authority and in the power of his name. Therefore, this is your opportunity to realign your life to God's purposes and will for your life. I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast. God bless you.